Yo, hey guys, welcome to Friday.
Good
How
morning.
Are we?
Good awesome.
Podcast. Okay, so it's 9:42. The show's finished with for the day. Jade, I'm sensing itchy feet today.
What do you mean?
I gotta go. Come on, guys.
No, you're the one who's...
I'm the one with itchy feet.
You two are both more with itchy feet. I'm just trying to get you out so I can do my work.
Yes, yes, yes. You've got to do other shifts now.
Yeah, I do.
Good
I've got to record some
Thanks,
other show.
Star. Big favour.
That's all right. Thanks, that's
star.
Fine.
And well, and when you get to a certain level of star, things are expected of you, you know?
What do you mean?
Like a celebrity. You've got to do multiple things. I've got this show, I've got that show.
All the stations want you. Yeah.
No, they like, don't. You're full of shit.
You're the biggest star on this show.
No,
so.
I'm not.
First name on the show.
You remember when we had to like change the name of the show? Jade's like, I want to be first.
No, I didn't. That is such a lie. Oh, I had no control over that. That was from Top Dog Management. They had nothing to do with me.
Oh, God. So it's a big party at yours tomorrow night, Crevo.
Right.
Very exciting. Your partner Emmy's 30th birthday.
Should be a lot of fun.
Now, can we run through the food on the night, please?
Yes, we can. So we've got the main sort of food. There's like a yellow rice dish, which will have Indonesian fried chicken with it.
Oh, my God.
Eggs, like a certain egg dish that goes with it, veg, and then...
Like a nasi goreng-style egg?
Yeah, something like that. Yep. So, and then we've got beef satay, pork satay, chicken satay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, who's doing all the cooking?
I'll be doing manning the barbecue.
Yep.
A lot of the yellow rice and the fried chicken stuff sort of gets done beforehand. So, Emmy will be... working with me on that. She'll do more of that probably.
Yeah, when you say beforehand though, is that like in the morning or like the day before?
So it gets cooked twice, the chicken.
Uh-uh.
So the first time is the night before in like the curry sauce.
How interesting, yeah.
And then you deep fry it to give it the crispy outside and the little crumbs that go with it, like the crispy crumbs.
Yeah.
It actually has its own name called kremes, which is basically the crispy bits. That's what it translates
I love
to.
This. This is actually my dream.
You're dieting, though.
Food heaven. I'll give myself a pass.
You're giving it a day off.
You know what? Very few times across the year do you get to experience the Crevo cuisine, and this is like the full slather. So you have to like take a little bit of this, bit of that. I'll have some of that.
Then we've
delicious.
Got, we've got. We're getting quiches from the French patisserie, which will be like the little mini ones. There's two types of those.
Savory quiche.
Savory quiche.
Oh, is there any other type?
True. And then we've got the charcuterie board, which is like all your, you know, basically your cheeses and stuff like that, which will be nice, including the saucisson.
A saucisson.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Jade and I were talking in the car on the way to work this morning.
Yeah, okay.
And we're just chatting about the, like, fancy foods and, like, not knowing what's what. Because, you know, we're all about the cob loaf.
Yeah,
so,
that's
but I am
hey,
excited
cob loaf's
to try.
Good, too. I'm all about that, too. I like all food. I don't discriminate.
So good.
And then we got the cakes. Yeah, so we've got, like, the mini varieties of ones that I've brought to you guys. Remember that time
when
you guys helped me move the bath?
Yeah, from the French guy.
Yeah, so we got those and then a big, like, an orange lemon sponge.
Oh, my God. There is. You know what? You're not going to be leaving your house tomorrow hungry.
No, you shouldn't be. And then we've got beer and wine.
Oh, you're even supplying the grog.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you want something different, bring that. But we've got... we've got little creatures for beer or
how exciting
James Squire.
Look at Maddie's face.
And then white wine.
How
Giessen.
Like, how many cases of beer have you purchased?
I think just two or three. But there's only 20 people. Some people will bring their own drinks.
Yeah.
I think that'll be enough.
Yeah.
I think that'll be enough. And then eight bottles of wine.
Ooh,
that should be enough.
Have you got the fancy wine?
Medium.
Giessen. Giessen.
This is nice white.
Oh, how good. There's never a party like a Crevo party.
It should be. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Both of you guys have held a party.
I know.
In the last couple
it's
of weeks.
True.
You did your Halloween. The pressure's on. Maybe
it is.
Mine
no
for Chris.
Oh, for you.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, definitely. Maybe I'll do a Christmas do.
That's a good idea. I like a
Christmas party. I'll do a Christmas party.
That would be cool.
At my house.
Crackers.
On your, was it your rooftop?
On the rooftop.
Well, yeah, no, I'll have a think about it. We'll do a good Christmas party.
That'd be great.
Like, no work people this time. Like, we'll just have our...
Just the internal team.
The three of us?
No, we'll invite who we want to invite from work.
It'll be not a fun Christmas for all.
Still the COVID rules apply. Yeah. Actually, right. We got shut down by a listener today. When you said, would you have us round? And she was like, no.
COVID.
I'm like, pretty sure you don't have 20 people around your house all the time, but okay.
Are you still offended by that?
Because the listener didn't want to share their cocktail cans with us.
Yeah, they won those on the show. All right, well, we're off. Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy your weekend. We'll catch you Monday. Bye.
Bye. See
ya.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yes. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. I feel great today. How are you guys?
Yeah, you do have a lot of pep in your step.
Do you know why? Because I've been dieting all week. I haven't eaten any junk food and I've been drinking so much water every day. It's made such a difference.
You, honest to God, I'm not lying when I say this. Your jawline...
It's coming back.
Yeah, it's like, it's really chiseled this morning.
You have actually quite
like some Italian statue.
A sexy jawline.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jade.
You're welcome. Like, what's that statue of David?
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, before your facial structure.
Oh, thanks.
The rest is in progress, you know, because you're chiseling away at it.
Faint praise there, Maddie. Hey, it's a work in progress.
I'll take it. You know how the other day your mother-in-law wanted that, like, naked silhouette of you for a Curves Facebook group? I should just send her a picture.
You should.
You know?
Do it.
Why not?
Yeah, get on the American expats Facebook. photos around town group. What a treat.
Absolutely. Now, it is Feel Good Friday, and your song coming up next, Jade. But we've got a special edition of Love It or Loathe It coming up next. This moment happened on the show yesterday. Jade, you always come up with the weirdest Love It or Loathe It.
Yeah, because the idea of Love It or Loathe It's
like
supposed
daily
to be...
daily topics.
And also, like, a little bit divisive, so it's really easy to have a clear opinion on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of it.
You pulled this one out yesterday.
Today's topic is meteorites.
3, 2, 1, go!
I mean...
You just come up with the most random Love It or Loathe It, Jade.
How do I love it? I mean, I don't want one hit coming to Earth, I guess. Unless it's really small, and then I do love it because they're worth heaps of money.
Up next, we have the special edition Jade's version of Love It or Loathe It.
Perfect.
You just wait and see. You'll like it.
Good.
I'm excited.
It's right up your alley.
A surprise.
Hey, your Feel Good Friday song right now, Jade.
Yeah, so this is going to take us back to the good old days. This was actually, I remember going and seeing this movie, Men in Black, at Perth Cinemas on a holiday there with my family, and playing it for you right now to get you into the festive mood of Christmas and spending time with your loved ones. It's Men in Black.
I love how you formed a connection between this and Christmas.
That's weird to me.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Okay, this is where we're getting Jade's thoughts today on the daily topics. Now, Jade, like Crevo said before, Love It or Loathe It is usually a segment where you chat about the daily topical subjects that are in the news and generally something that you can easily pick a side and argue for.
Yes.
Now, when you pick Love It or Loathe It, Crevo and I reckon 8 times out of 10 will do this like slight look at each other. We know what we're both thinking at the same time because your choices are so random.
Well, I think they're things that people find interesting, like that, meteorites. Like,
often a delight of a story, like yesterday's awesome story. Weird for Love It or Loathe It, though.
Really?
Meteors.
Love it. I have an opinion very on it passionate. Straight away.
Yeah, and look, that's the Jade brand, right? But from, I think, a lot of people...
Jade brand.
Hard to, like, latch on to an argument, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I've picked three topics today that I think that you'll like, Jade.
Cool.
So we're going to kick it off. Special edition, love it or loathe it, you only, all right?
Okay.
Okay, first one today, 15th century witch burnings. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Ooh, I love it. Only because I find the history very fascinating.
What?
Isn't it interesting? Like, I don't love that they did it, but I can, like, appreciate, you know, that it happened and it's a big part of history. And I find that fascinating, that how they used to think back in the day.
So good that this is a Jade edition, because I wouldn't know what to say to that.
Same here. Which side do I pick? Love it or loathe it? So love that one. Okay, moving on to the next one this morning. Watching Harry Potter backwards in slow motion. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. I don't really particularly like things going backwards. Like, you know when people do those fancy, like, slow-mo videos and they go forwards and then they reverse it real quick? You see it in, like, skating DVDs and, like, surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Skating DVDs.
Yeah, like, back in the day, like, Rip Curl and all that, they used to sort of do those slow-motion shots and then reverse it. Not really a big fan.
Mm. And so no boomerangs for you as well.
No, not very rarely do I do a bit boomerang on Snapchat.
Okay. All right. Okay,
wrapping us up, the last one today, Jade. Milking cows wearing green and red spotted gloves. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. That sounds like fun. I've milked a cow once. And,
what colour gloves were you wearing?
We didn't have gloves.
I think you'd milk a cow without gloves.
You can.
I think that's the normal way.
Really?
Yeah, you don't wear gloves when you milk a cow because you need to be able to feel the teat. So they put, I think it, like, Vaseline on your hands from memory. And
to
then
give it a bit of slipperiness.
Lubrication. And then you put your, you grab onto the teat quite firmly and you do the, you know,
yank
the full
it.
Yanking strokes.
The yanking
it comes
strokes.
Out.
The and old it, yanking stroke, so it comes out.
But you know what? It doesn't, it shoots out. You know when you have a spray bottle, right? And you're, like, there's some Mistifier bottles. Yeah. So, you know, what was I going to say? Even like Ajax, you know, this.
Mm-hmm. Trigger bottles.
So, yeah, the trigger bottles, that's it. So if you put it on spray, you flick it to stream, and you know when stream comes out real fast, and that's what it's like milking a cow.
Love it or loathe it, using the stream function on a trigger bottle.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. I don't even think it should be a feature.
You know what? I feel like this is its own version of this.
Oh, yeah.
This is coming back for
far
sure.
Far more entertaining.
Yeah, because
I love it.
The fact that you have opinions on, like, these very small details of life, just awesome.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah,
did you like those topics?
Yeah, it was fun. But going back to that cow thing real quick.
Okay.
So, you know how you said milking the cow with the polka-dotted gloves?
Yeah.
I have actually a photo of when that moment I was milking that cow was gloveless, but I was wearing a polka-dot onesie back in the 90s.
So you can't even make this stuff up, can you?
You really can't.
No, I've got the photo too. I'll track it down.
You're
on
one
weekend.
Of a kind, Jade. You're one of a kind.
Aww, that you are.
Blesses.
Lads versus lasses up next. This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Now, what prize do we have today?
We have our very last Tessellate beach towel.
That's what I wondered, if there was one more.
Yep.
Awesome.
Tessellate.com for your beautiful beach towels this summer. These are so good.
Yeah. They've been popping up in Ben's feed, actually, because I've been talking about the Tessellate towels at home. I'm like, Ben, they're so cool. And he looked at it. He Googled one up to see if he could get me one for Christmas. And there's just so many to choose from. I couldn't pick because the patterns are incredible.
Amazing. Mm. 13:10:09. We need one guy, one girl. Let's do a leaderboard check as well. How are we doing?
The lads are on 34 and the lasses are on 33.
You're catching up.
Yeah,
good
we
job,
are, ladies.
Today could be an equaliser.
It could.
Or, guys, come on, we need a guy so we can further pull ahead.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. All you need to do is answer, you know, more questions than the opposite sex correctly, and you win yourself an amazing Teslaite beach towel worth about $80.
Come on, girls. We need to win this morning on 13 10 09.
Teslaite.com as well for the towels. Great Christmas ID.
But right now, gift ID. We're going to Jeremy. He's working on his car over the weekend, and he's hanging for a post-COVID holiday. Morning, Jeremy.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, really good. So where are you going to go to on your holiday once COVID's over?
I honestly do not have a destination. As long as it's not work, I don't care.
Just out of here.
So
full on.
What do you do for work?
I install windows, aluminium windows and doors.
Okay.
Interesting.
Hey, yeah. Jeremy, if you had to put a number on it, how many windows do you think you've installed this year?
No idea.
Like hundreds?
Wow.
So did your industry not get affected by COVID then?
No, not like everyone else, no.
Yeah, wow.
We've pretty much worked all the way through COVID. I haven't had a time off at all.
I've found it really interesting, you know, with the whole COVID situation, the professions which are quite safe to get into, like, you know, if you want 100% job security, you know, obviously healthcare is number one, but it's been really interesting seeing that the every day-to-day jobs. Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah, it was most definitely, like, everyone's going on about, like, They lost their jobs and no work and all this sort of thing. And I just honestly was just like another day of the week for me. I just kept going to work. Doing
lucky.
Nothing.
Yeah. Lucky,
I didn't get sick over. I didn't get no flu sickness, no nothing.
Hey, so you had less time off probably than normal.
I had a lot less time off.
Oh, yeah, stuff.
Because normally in between there, you get a holiday in between, but it was just that busy, you can't invite, there's no time for holidays or anything.
Yeah, well, look, you're going to enjoy it once you go on holidays, sounds like it. Very good. All right, let's go into question number one for you, Jeremy.
Yeah, all right. George Clooney is known for advertising which coffee brand?
Nescafe.
Oh, it's not. No. It's Nespresso. You were so close.
Little
but
pods.
Sorry, man.
Question number two.
What is the name of Miley Cyrus's little sister?
There she goes, sister. Okay.
Yeah.
She's a musician too.
No idea.
That's okay. All right. Sometimes you only need one to win. What is Rihanna's net worth? It's multiple choice, okay? So it's either A, 40 million.
400 million.
Sorry, 400 million. B, 500 million. Or C, 700 million.
I'll go with 700.
Oh, no. You're bombed out, brother. You're
clean
bombed
sweep
out.
Of no. 400 million.
You're not useless, but don't worry, because Ashley might get zero right too when we go to a coin toss. You never know.
Hold on the line.
Hey, Ashley. She's a chef. She can cook a mean schnitty and thinks cooking reality TV shows are fake, so she would never go on one. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hey. What's wrong with MasterChef?
Oh, no, I said MasterChef was all right.
Oh, yeah, MasterChef's like... Oh, yeah, that is fake.
That's all about the drama, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Paleo Pete was on that.
Yeah, that's true. We say no to Paleo Pete around here.
All right, let's do this. You need one correct answer to score yourself the Teslaite beach towel this morning. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one for you, Ashley. Which of the following is not a real Lynx body spray? A, Lynx Black Body. B, Lynx Black Knight. Or C, Lynx Black Panther.
C.
That is correct. You've walked away with the win.
One for one.
That is amazing.
Tesla beach towel, all yours. Are you a beach girl?
Yes, I am so excited. That's why I called.
Oh, good.
And sorry, just you got Lynx. That Lynx question, I can't believe you got that right. Are you a big Lynx smeller?
Smeller?
Not really. I always buy the body packs for my partner at Christmas.
Oh, so. What a shitty present.
I know, right?
Terrible.
Does he love it, though?
He loves it, though. He uses them.
Hey, at least it's a useful gift.
Yeah, no, I think it's great.
Oh, really good. Well, enjoy the towel. And of course, tessellate.com. These towels are incredible. And I'm so happy that we gave them all away.
Yeah.
Lots of fashionable beach goers this year.
Well, everyone was fighting for them in the office. And we're like, no, we had to lock them away.
Yeah, we had to put them in the special prize safe that we have at the back.
The prize safe.
Yeah.
Under lock and key.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, we got talking the other day about phobias. And, you know, if we have any crazy phobias. Crevo, you used to be scared of cockroaches. I don't like balloons popping, personally. I don't like to go around popping balloons after a party.
Also, you don't like to plug things into PowerPoints.
Yeah, I've got big issues with plugging, like, PowerPoints that are already turned on. And then plugging in the cord freaks me out because they always seem to spark. I must be... like have some sort of electric feed in my body.
So nah, it's the power in the line.
This really weird story popped up last weekend. Mm. So I met up with my friends and one of the girls that I know, her name is Tess. I hadn't seen her in like 5 years. So I've forgotten how like full on she can be. And I don't condone this at all, but we were at a bar and there was a small person walking at the bar and she actually had a physical reaction. I don't know why she says, I just don't know why. Like she's...
So she has a phobia
of small people.
Small people.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like, I know it sounds really bad, but like she had goosebumps on her. I was standing next to her. I was like, what's wrong with you? Stop it. She's like, nah, I don't know why. She's had this fear her whole life.
Wow.
So what did she do? She leave the room?
She left the room.
Some people have to, though. Like, that's a phobia. Like,
that's what that is, yeah, an irrational fear.
An irrational fear.
Yeah, well, 13:10:09 this morning. Do you have a weird phobia, and what is it?
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
That's right.
13:10:09. What's your weird phobia? So, I have issues with balloons. Crevo, you had issues with cockroaches. Maddie, your friend physically convulses when she sees small people. You discovered only a weekend ago.
Very random.
And weird, yeah.
Strange.
Very strange.
But people have phobias. We put this on our Facebook page. Poor Nikki, she says funnel webs. She said she goes into a full panic attack. She went to Summersby Falls. There was holes all around her on the track. Inside, she was, like, dying. She ended up, like, curled up on a rock. Her husband didn't know what to do because she just got so overwhelmed of seeing all these holes along the track. And he said, should we call a helicopter? Because she just went into a full panic of her phobia.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, but hey, it happens.
Jeez.
Let's go to the phones right now. Jenna, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's your weird phobia?
So, I have emetophobia, which is either a phobia of vomiting yourself or other people vomiting near you.
Not good on a night out.
No, not at all.
You're not holding your girlfriend's hair back, are you?
No, never.
If you see someone who looks like they're about to vomit, what's your reaction like or what do you do?
So, I mean, if you even tell me that you feel sick or you think you're going to be sick, you'll pretty much see a Jenna-shaped hole in the wall. Like, I couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Wow.
Do you have kids?
I have 3 kids, yeah.
So what happens when they're sick?
So when they were younger, like, I wasn't so bad. Like, I just sort of dealt with it. But now as they get older, like, my eldest is 11 and she can kind of deal with it on her own. So I'll just kind of leave her and I'll say, I'll go get you a drink of water. But really, I'm just looking for an excuse to leave the room.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, because the bigger they get, the bigger the mess. So that's understandable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing that.
All right, let's go to Tracy. How are you this morning, Trace?
Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
So tell us, what's your unusual phobia?
I don't like touching metal or coins.
She doesn't like touching metal
or coins.
Yeah, I got
coins.
It. I'm just surprised.
How do you touch coins,
well,
Tracy? You just don't.
If,
not pay by cash, and they give me change. Sometimes I just leave it, or if my husband's with me, he collects it, and then we put it in.
Oh, what about what other metals can't you touch? Like, how do you even like deal with a car door or like
cutlery
or getting on a bus?
That's not too bad. It's generally certain metals, like copper, especially rusty metal. Anything rusty, cats, anything like that.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's so weird.
I've never heard someone with a metal phobia.
Yeah,
that's
a first.
Coins, that's weird.
Let's go to Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's your weird phobia, Kat?
Okay, so I am absolutely terrified of mandarins.
What? The fruit?
The fruit, yes. Even talking about it is literally making me shake.
What? Oh. Is it the easiness to peel of it, or is it
the smell?
That it's like a richer cousin of the orange?
Oh, you know what? It's the smell, it's the taste, it's the
spurting juice
skin.
When you peel the skin off.
Oh, please don't. Please,
Aw, poor cat. Hey, so what do you do in
shaking.
Mandarin season when you go to the shops? You don't go to the fruit section at all?
If I see them, I'll get goosebumps. So not even my kids are allowed to eat mandarins. I will refuse it. If my kid eats a mandarin, I don't touch them. Someone else has got to take them.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
Jeez, that's what phobias are. The weird things we're afraid of.
That's so interesting.
Maybe
thanks
in a past life, Kat was like a performer in the theatre and she got like killed with or pelted with fruit.
What?
Well, you know what I mean? Like in a past life, people...
I mean, that is one possibility, but with outrageously low odds.
Hey, guys.
Next
weekend is the Novos Total Tools 500. This is incredible. So we all know that the supercars have decided to pull out of Newcastle
this year. They've abandoned us.
Last year, of course, Kiss, the band, was meant to play as well. They pulled out. So we thought we have the remedy for this. We have our very own race right here in Newcastle. It's region versus region at Go-Karts Go.
Yeah.
Now, the prize on offer, $1,000 Total Tools voucher for the winner of the Novos Total Tools 500. So basically, what we thought we'd do next, because we've been recruiting people for each of our teams this week, we thought we'd read through some other messages, because obviously we can't get everybody on air.
No, and it's getting very serious. Like, there's some fighting words coming through.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to read a few out. There's some really interesting entries into this. We're going to do it next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. For Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go-Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. The Total Tools Novos 500.
Hey guys, the recruitment is on, representing each of our teams. We've got Team Port Stevens with Jade over here. We've got Team Lake Mac with Hamish. I am Team Newcastle and Crevo is Team Maitland in the Hunter Valley. Now, each day we've been meeting people on air, asking questions, trying to get the right person on our teams because the person next week when we have our big race at Go-Karts Go, the team with the best combined lap score, lap time, will win the Novos 500.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Be great.
It's getting very serious. We've had a lot of great contenders sign up, so much so that they're actually getting quite, what's the word, competitive in their responses.
That's right.
Their entries.
Now, yesterday, Jade, you were lucky enough to secure a very good team partner in Wade. So Wade turns out to be this like professional go-karter who's like won heaps of awards. You were obviously stoked. Also, you can still enter at newfm.com.au. This was the moment that Wade pitched his case to you, Jade.
2 years ago in 2018, I was the Newcastle Kart Racing Club Tag Restricted Light Champion and also the overall Senior Club Champion for 2018.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible.
I mean,
this is...
Let's just go home. We almost need to disqualify you.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've picked Wade. Yeah. I think you might have a really good chance here, Jade. But what didn't go to air yesterday was a message we received from a man called Wayne.
Yes.
Now, I want to read this out to you, Jade. Yeah. So, Crevo, this could be an opportunity for you because you haven't chosen your team member yet.
Yeah.
He's from Team Maitland in the Hunter Valley. He says, you should definitely pick me to represent this region. I'm a fierce rival of Wade's.
Great.
Racing against him, often including those endurance events. So Wade was telling us how he does these like 5-hour go-kart endurance races. He goes on, in fact, if you see my Facebook profile pic, you'll see it's a pic taken from Wade's go-kart showing my kart airborne over the Ripple Strip. I've got over 20 years experience racing karts with many trophies in the cabinet.
Wow.
I do it on such a small budget that I'm usually on old tires, but often showing the young guns the way. Pick me so I can beat Wade, please, and represent my area, of course. Yeah, that's important too. Crevo.
You know what?
Wow.
Wayne, you're hired.
Oh, we've got a rivalry on our hands.
But wait, Maddie. There's more, as they say on shows like The Price is Right.
How can there be more?
So, Hamish, now, join the conversation here because yesterday we received a message on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo if you want to get in touch. And it's from a gentleman called Rowan, who was one of the people you might remember who pitched to you, Hamish.
Absolutely, I remember, yes. Yeah. Yep.
The message says, hey, Novos, it's Rowan. We spoke yesterday about the kart race. After hearing this morning's clip with Wade, I just wanted to let Hamish know that while I didn't want to talk it up on the radio, I feel compelled to tell him that now I have a few national and state titles under my belt for endurance racing and many race wins. So let's get it on. Bring on the Novos 500.
This is getting out of control. This really is crazy.
Who would have known that the go-karting circuit was so competitive?
Well, I suppose it is.
Do you know what? I've still got to pick my person today, so I haven't been pitched to yet.
No.
So I'm feeling nervous.
And you're the one who needs a good driver because you don't have your license. So, really, you're the underdog in this.
Trash talk starts.
I know, right? It's early in the morning.
Yep. The Total Tools Novos 500 next Saturday at Go Karts Go Broadmeadow. We've got the fake Kiss band launching it. Of course, Kiss, Kistortion.
Kistortion.
The band's called. Can't wait for that. I just want to, like, do this last little tidbit, Crevo. Another entry we got from a man called Joshua Greentree, age 19. And he says, the reason he wants to enter your team is he says, I want to meet Crevo's pineapple-looking ass. Who doesn't love go-karts? Who doesn't love winning prizes? It's a win-win-win.
I thought I'd
just add that in there because I'm very confused as to what a pineapple-looking ass is.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm going to stick with my guy.
Do you look like a pineapple? Like, what?
I don't know. But, yeah, I think I'm going to stick with, you know, my man Wayne.
Well, after 8 o'clock, I've got Team Newcastle pitching to join Team Maddie.
Okay.
So I'm very excited for that. And if you do want to get involved, like I said, newfm.com.au, great prizes for everyone involved, all thanks to Total Tools, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe. The boys have delivered our delicious coffees. They are amazing. Honestly, if you want to get them around to your workplace, contact them, happymobilecafe.com.au.
Yeah, give them a follow on Instagram. I love their content.
They actually do little deals on there.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll say, oh, we're doing this combo this week. So it's actually worth checking it out.
Definitely is. Bit of a debate happening after the show yesterday because I was like, oh, guys, I'm off. I've got to go sort out. I'm getting my partner, Emmy's, her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting her air conditioning for the house because that's what she asked for. She goes, don't worry about a gift. What I really want is an air conditioner for the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? All right, let's do it. You've been wanting it for a couple of years now.
You've been putting it off, doing the renovations.
Fixing up other things, you know. basically,
I love that
putting
you put
it off.
Your foot down with the air conditioning, like for all this time.
Yeah, of all things.
Well, you know,
foot is down.
It's expensive to buy and run. But you know what? I thought this is okay. It's a big birthday. It's a 30th. Let's do it. That's a great gift. Mm. Jade then jumps in and goes, "What? You can't get that as a gift."
No, 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 no. You can give it as a gift, but that's not the only thing you should be giving.
What do you mean?
Well, you're getting a rebate back, for one. So you should be you said that you're getting $200 back. So I was like, you should at least give that money to Emmy or get her, like, a nice little piece of jewelry.
But that was, like, it's a big chunk of change, Jade. $200 rebate is a small portion of the total amount, and I sort of calculated that into being able to afford it.
Don't be so cheap. You guys give it to me for being cheap. When it comes to giving gifts, I actually lash all out. So you should definitely be getting us something else.
Anyway, okay.
Do you know what? Honestly, come on.
No, you should be giving us something else.
It's a $2,000 air conditioner. Let's not be greedy.
That Crevo gets to enjoy as well.
Yeah, Emmy does as well. And if you split it 50-50.
At least give her some flowers. You've got to give something else nice and small.
It's a huge gift. I don't have to give anything else.
Yeah, I think you should, though. Trust me, you should. As a woman, you should give something smaller.
Relax, man. Okay. Relax.
All right.
Well, look, this is the debate. Help me decide if I'm doing the wrong thing here. 13:10:09. Are you Team Jade and I need to give another small gift? Or are you Team Maddie and I'm
no
hoping
gift
myself...
No gift required.
I'm giving an air conditioner. Isn't that enough?
That you also are benefiting from.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Right or wrong, Crevo giving his partner Emmy an air conditioner for her 30th birthday.
It's my birthday, I'ma spend my money. Yeah, that's right. So I was telling you guys yesterday after the show, I'm off to get, like, organise the air conditioner. Mm-hmm. That's what she wanted. She said, don't get me a gift, get air conditioning for the house. And I was like, all right, like, it's a big thing to buy, but it is a 30th birthday. So I was like, it's a milestone birthday, let's do it. Jade was like, not good enough.
Do you know what that says? No, no, before you jump, jump out the gate stuff. So I honestly think it just goes to show the difference between Emmy and Jade. Emmy, I feel like you, is quite a practical person. Mm-hmm. Jay loves the big, expensive, grandiose gift. I think that it's totally fine to give Emmy an air conditioner because it'll improve your life, especially over summer.
Yeah, okay. Right.
You finished?
I'm done.
Yeah, though. Good. Done. So, basically, yeah, it's good that you're giving her an air conditioner. She asked for it. But the thing is, you're getting a rebate back, $200. So, I said, you should definitely... Be a man, be a bit more romantic and get her some flowers or a nice piece of jewelry. Get her something else which is romantic.
Jade,
an air conditioner.
Jade, what you got to remember is, like, we're very, actually quite spontaneous on, like, getting each other things just randomly. So just as an example, right?
Okay.
Yesterday at TK Maxx, we just went there to get a few things. Mm-hmm. Randomly saw a lovely Kate Spade handbag, right? Yep. These really nice leather
expensive
handbag. They were down to like 120 from like normally
full
like
price
bucks.
They're like 400 or 500,
yeah, down to like 120 bucks,
but it was on sale.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, you like it, you cop it, you got it, done. Right?
No,
just
randomly. No, but it's the birthday. You got to make the extra effort on someone's birthday.
I am. I love buying an air conditioner.
It doesn't matter.
I love how you're giving Crevo grief over getting a $200 rebate. You're used to 100% rebates on everything you get.
So what?
Oh, there you go. Hey, Robbie, good morning. Right or wrong, Crevo giving Emmy, his partner, an aircon for her birthday?
Damn fine.
Yeah,
damn,
see?
Fine.
Oh,
there
we go.
Whose side are you on?
Uh-huh.
You should give her something else, something smaller.
But I think Crevo's right, whereas he buys her things not on a birthday. To me, that's more romantic than just giving something because it's your birthday.
Exactly,
oh,
right.
Spontaneity, I love that.
100% of callers agree with me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
Let's go to Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jenny Craig. Tell us, do you think Crevo is right or wrong?
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
It should come from the heart no matter what. Gifting is from the heart. So if you've got a couple of hundred to spare and you've got that money, it should be, if you want to gift, it's got to come from the heart, not because you've got the change. So yes, I think yes to both. Can I make that?
No fence sitting allowed here.
No, she can say yes to both because she's being reasonable and I like
yes
it.
Yes to both. Yes, if you want to gift it, sure. Then spend and give her a gift. Or if you feel that, you know, she's got everything, she's got enough, and you want to treat yourself, then you should be able to treat yourself going.
There you go.
There's no wrong answer. Yes to both. Because you know Jenny Craig is all about love, right?
Yes.
That's all about love.
That's,
we love you, Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig's awesome.
Thank you. Last call, guys. It's Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good.
Right or wrong, Karen, what are your thoughts here? Would you like to receive an air conditioner for your birthday?
Absolutely not.
Why?
I've been there, down that, been married for 30 years, and somewhere in the middle of our marriage, my husband bought me a chainsaw for my birthday.
What?
Well, it wasn't really appreciated, let me tell you.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And it was all because we had a fire, and he said, well, you need a chainsaw to help me cut the wood. And I thought, right. So his birthday's after mine, so I bought him a food processor. He said, what's that for? Well, you eat the food. I need to make it. So he got a food processor. But along the lines, we got along with, okay, nothing like that anymore. That's like Christmas. Like, we did get ourselves an air conditioner for Christmas. But we bought something else a little bit as a gift, like that we appreciate each other. Just something small. Doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm on Jade's side.
So what you're saying, Karen, is it's a slippery slope once you start buying appliances for the house.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about the house and where you live, not about each other and your relationship. That's my thought. Because my thoughts when I saw that chainsaw was, oh, I'm going to throw it at you. Or I thought, where's the receipt? I'll take it back and buy myself something else.
I love you, Karen. Thank you for calling. No, you probably summed it up a little bit more
eloquently,
but that's my whole point. And it's making Emmy feel special and just doing that little extra thing on her birthday, surprising her with something small. It doesn't have to be the full $200 in an envelope, but it's the gesture.
You could even go to bed a takeaway, go and sit on the waterfront of Newcastle somewhere with a little candle, a little bit of takeaway.
That's a cheap way out.
Yeah, that is.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Always save the best to last.
Just also had a message come through on Facebook from Greg the Painter, who said, just wrap up the controller and put it under the tree. He's suggesting I say Christmas is sorted as well.
Funny. Well, guys, it's my good vibrations after this. I love this part of the week. It's where I get to tell you about some really awesome work happening around the world, which is going to put you in a positive mood.
Look at you. As soon as somebody disagrees with you, I can see it in your eyes, the disgust.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Hey guys, coming up after 8 o'clock, we've got a surprise for our boss, JT, who is on holidays at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, turned his phone off. You don't hear from him. He's got the auto reply on his email. I tried to send him an email yesterday.
Bounce back.
Absolutely. But he made a wish before he went on holidays, and we've made it happen for him.
He made a wish upon a star.
So we're going to stay tuned for that. It'll be very funny. Up next, though, Jade, you feel good news, and I'm very excited to see how you're going to turn a helicopter crash into feel good news.
Yeah. Everyone's wondering about that.
No, you're going to love this story. It was actually delivering a heart to a heart transplant when it did crash. There was no casualties, but it has the best ending, which is like a fairy tale, which I can't wait to tell
you. All right, we'll find out next.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Jade's Vibrations.
I love love, a happy story, and are just you spreading vibing? The love and the good news.
I can feel your vibrations.
Yeah, it really perks me up, and it just puts you in a good mood when you hear fantastic stories like this. So a helicopter was delivering a new heart, guys, to a heart transplant patient at a hospital in California when it crashed while landing and flipping onto its side, which is terrible. God. The three people on board, including the pilot, sustained minor injuries, but they're fine considering, you know, such a big crash. The emergency responders, though, were still incredibly able to retrieve the heart unscathed, even though, this is the bit where it gets crazy, the firefighter basically handed the heart over to the medic. When the medic stepped off the helipad, he tripped over a metal plate, which caused the heart to tumble onto the ground. So this poor heart, like, it's just...
copped a helicopter crash and dropped on the ground.
Yes.
Is it like for, like, say you drop a Cheeto and you got the 3-second rule? Is that the same with hearts?
Well, I guess you can just pick it up and dust it off, because that's essentially what they did. And despite, you know, all that, the heart was not damaged and the hospital was able to proceed with the operation. And the spokesperson for this hospital later confirmed that the patient was doing really well.
That is unbelievable.
What a great story. Feel-good
story. Yeah. So what happened to the people in the helicopter?
Oh, they just had minor injuries. They were all fine.
Nothing wrong with them.
Nothing wrong with them. So it didn't. The helicopter didn't do a complete, like, crash and burn and catch on fire.
Just fell on its side.
It landed, and then it there was, like, a strong wind, and it just sort of tilted onto its side, and a couple of the propellers, like, sort of clipped the ground.
Well, you really played that up.
Yes.
I thought it fell from the
sky. Still, like,
the sky.
When you're in a helicopter, what you don't want happening is it falling over at or crashing at all.
Yeah.
That's my, scary. Like, one of the things I believe in life.
Dangerous.
That's understandable.
But, you know, the minor injuries, which is great, but for the fact that the heart survived that, it fell out of the box it was being carried in.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
They picked it up, it's perfect.
That's feel good at its finest.
It really is.
10 out of 10.
And also, Missy Elliott, it's been a while since she's put out a song, but she's still out there and still supporting her fans wherever she can. Now, there's this one woman who's getting married, right? And she said they're trying to move into their own place. They're so excited to get married, but they're feeling a little overwhelmed because they've been saving money for the move, but it's still a bit of a struggle. And she's found her dream dress and she just can't afford it. So she started essentially a GoFundMe. And Missy Elliott just thought, you know what, I can help out here. She wrote, early congratulations, may God bless you both with an unbreakable union full of love and happiness, and bought the whole dress for this woman.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Isn't that nice?
I love Missy Elliott. Yeah. And do you know what, even though she hasn't released a song for a while, she's got that legendary status. Mm. Like, she's fine for life now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
She really
what
is.
What a nice person. Oh, so, those feel good, Jay. That's warm to my heart.
Oh, bless. But yeah, a couple too. Of really good stories out there.
Guys, earlier in the show, Jade, you were having a bit of a go at me because I decided to get Emmy an air conditioner for her birthday. That was what she asked for, yes. Right? And you're like, Crevo, that's so unromantic. You're not romantic. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be getting her another gift.
And nice quality of Emmy not being selfish and wanting to share her birthday gift with you.
Well, do you know what? What I'm happy about right here, Jade, is Crevo's about to put you in your place.
Easy.
Well, next. Because I sort of foresaw this yesterday. Mm. Like, I was like, I know what's happening on the show. I know there's going to be, you know, a couple of shots fired.
Pow, pow.
So I thought, what better way to fight back than to bring in last year's birthday card that I wrote to Emmy. I've got it here.
Aww.
And I'm going to read it out for you on the air. And just to show that, in fact, I am a romantic at heart.
Oh, good.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Now, just before, we're chatting about your partner, Emmy, and it's her 30th birthday tomorrow, right?
It's actually Sunday, technically.
Sunday. You're having a little party. Now, for her 30th, you're buying her an air conditioner. Great gift.
Yeah, she wanted it. Jade, however, thinks it's not so romantic. Here's what happened earlier in the show.
That's my whole point. It's making Emmy feel special and just doing that little extra thing on her birthday, surprising her with something small. It doesn't have to be the full $200 in an envelope, but it's the gesture.
So basically what Jade was saying is I should buy something on top of that as well because I'm not that romantic if I just buy the aircon.
Well, flowers, chocolates, whatever, jewellery, I don't know. Maybe she's into a particular cooking book.
So what you were basically saying, Crevo, is selfish and unromantic. Yeah.
All right, fine.
So I predicted this would happen. So what I thought I would do is actually bring in last year's birthday card that I got for her to show that I am actually a romantic at heart, right? So I'll just show you the card. It says on the front, let's have fun, let's celebrate, right? And you might think, oh, that's just a fairly standard card.
It looks standard.
Then you open it up.
Wait, flip it. How much?
Oh, the prize?
Yeah.
$10.
Oh, whoa.
Not cheap. Fancy.
Okay, so then you open it up. And you get this, guys.
Very romantic.
Right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, I won't keep that going because that'll be annoying in such low quality sound.
Let's get it on.
Okay.
But I've typed up the message so that we don't have to keep listening to that, and I'll read it out for you here.
Okay.
Fire up some other romantic music we have prepared, Maddie.
Okay, here we go.
Dear Emmy, happy birthday. My love grows for you each day. I love celebrating your birthday because seeing you happy makes me smile. It feels like only yesterday was your last birthday because spending time with you makes time fly with all the fun that we have together. I feel so lucky to have you in my life. You're perfect to me. May all your wishes come true this year. You're the best. Happy birthday. Love you forever, Mark.
Oh my God. That's so beautiful.
Is that romantic enough to you?
Those words are so nice, Crevo.
Heartfelt, right?
They were heartfelt. Little bit too much. Overcompensating.
You know what? You are cold, Jade.
Jade, you were saying before I wasn't romantic because I wasn't like going and getting a bunch of flowers or something. What is sweeter than writing a true heartfelt message to someone?
What if the line sounded like you're talking about your child? Like,
what are you talking about, Jade? Have a look here. What are you talking about there?
It feels like only yesterday. It was your last birthday. It's almost sort of like your parents.
You're trying to get yourself out of a losing argument.
Like only yesterday you were 10.
Jade, you're just jealous.
No, I'm not.
You would die of love and excitement if you got that card and that message from your husband.
No, it's a little too much, but you know what?
Too much.
I got a message come through myself from Luke, Harvey Norman. He goes, I think you're right, Jade. Crevo needs to get her something else small.
Did you buy it from Harvey Norman by any chance, Crevo, the air conditioner?
No, I didn't.
Well, he wrote, and if he wants a good deal on the aircon, I'm happy to help.
Jade, admit you're wrong, though. I'm not wrong,
but I will say that car was very sweet.
Wow.
Let's finish it with this, shall we?
The question
very
is,
sweet.
Did you get it on that night?
Oh, look, probably. In a card like that.
It's a winner. It's a winner.
Now we know what Crevo's bedroom soundtrack is. Let's get it on.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, it sure is. And I tell you what, it is looking good outside today, hey?
Yes.
Great
sparkling.
Day for the beach, getting there early if you're off work, of course. Hey, coming up next, we are recruiting for the Total Tools Novos 500. This is our big replacement race for the Newcastle 500. It's going to be big next week at Go Cards Go Broadmeadow. The winner of the Novos 500 walks away with a $1,000 Total Tools voucher.
Yeah, amazing.
Awesome stuff.
Now, you three, including Hamish, we're all representing a region across the Hunter. Jade, you've picked your team member that's going to join you. Crevo, you've picked yours, right?
I think so, yeah.
You think you've made the call?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm the only person left yet to have interviews for my team Newcastle. Now, obviously, you two have some professional drivers that are you know, looking at joining your team. Yeah. And I am a little bit scared because, one, I don't have a license. So I really need the experience here.
Aww.
Because I really do want to win. We all know I don't drive. It's no secret.
So it's actually, like a pride
I'm
issue for you.
I feel sorry for you for. I don't feel sorry for you at all.
So we're interviewing candidates for Team Maddie / Team Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. For Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. Total Tools, Novos 500.
Yes, indeed. Us three plus Hamish are representing a region across the Hunter for Newcastle's biggest race this year, the only race you need to worry about. Now, this started out as an idea for like an amateur, you know, go-kart race, or, you know, a bit of fun around
yeah,
the track.
Yeah, we all do a lap.
Go. What's happened over the course of this week? This has turned serious. We have professional go-karters wanting to join our teams.
Amazing.
And we all want to win, so we're all obviously just saying, yep, you've got the gig.
Who would have thought that motorsport would be so competitive?
Yeah,
I mean, who would have thought?
I didn't see this coming.
Trophies and big prizes.
Cars I get, go-karts, this is a whole new world I had no idea existed. So right now it is time to recruit for my team, which is Team Newcastle. Jade, you picked your guy, Wade, professional Wade, yep. go-karter. You have picked Wade's friend, Wayne, who is his rival for your team, Crevo.
Can't wait
Hamish
for that
has
to play
a
it.
Couple in the bag that he's thinking about. So let's meet my first person, which is Peter. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. How's yourself?
Yeah, we are doing good, mate. Now, tell me, do you have much experience in the go-kart?
Well, I'm not a professional go-karter like the other teams need.
Yeah.
However, I have been to the go-karts quite often.
Okay, that's a good bit of experience under your belt.
Yeah, when you say how often, what are you going, every fortnight, once a year, what's a go?
Roughly about once a fortnight, I used to take my daughter, she's special needs, and so she can't drive a car, so I'd take a go-kart and give her that experience.
Well, see, I like this this angle that you bring to the team because I don't drive either, so I need all the help I can get.
Team.
Now, you're from Georgetown, 51 years old, and I just want to read out Peter's message here. Fast pace, past of the city life, much like I like the fast pace of the go-kart at Go-Karts Go. Plus, it would be good to give Maddie a driving lesson, plus teach Jade and Crevo a different kind of lesson.
Ooh.
What's the different kind of lesson, Peter?
But you don't really need a driver's license to be able to drive. It's only a permission slip to be on the road.
That is true.
Okay.
You know what, Peter?
You can't race.
It seems like you got the patience for Maddie, because that's going to be important, because he's a bit of a hothead.
You think?
That's fine. So am I.
Oh, well, look, maybe we'll clash. Who knows? Look, I'll keep you in mind. You're in the draw. Thank you, Peter, for your entry. There's one. Next, guys, we're meeting Bo, who's from Shortland, 38 years old. Good morning, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, doing good, brother. Why do you want to join Team Maddie / Team Newcastle?
I think I need to join Team Maddie so that I can be your support driver, mate. I think you got the reins.
Oh, that's so good. That's so
pressure.
Good. Look, Bo's message. Love Newcastle, great city, and a true Novocastrian. Would feel honoured to represent for all Novos out there and Team Maddie. You! Look, I like it. I like it. So tell me about your speeding fines in your past there. Are you a bit of a speed devil, Bo?
I've had a few. Thankfully, I haven't lost my license.
Very good. Never speed on the real roads, of course.
Go-karts go, though. Go for it.
All right. So you've spoken to Pete, Bo. You've spoken to Peter. But we need to speak to somebody else too, Maddie, because I've had a message come through who's from Julian. He's a friend of the show. He says, can I nominate my mate for Maddie? I said, look, tell us more. He says he's a good driver. He has his own sim set up and does those crazy three-day driving Bathurst things.
Wow.
He also goes on to say his name's David King, and he works at JB. They normally go to Go-Karts Go Cardiff, I believe it is, or Go-Kart there track, and he's on the record board for the fastest lap.
So you have him on the line now.
He's on the line.
Oh, good.
Because this just came through via a message, so we're going to speak to David right now.
David, good morning.
G'day, how you going, mate?
Hey, doing good. David, obviously Julian's thrown you in this. I hear your experience on the go-kart track. Do you think you can add something to Team Newcastle?
Well, yes, we've had a few go-kart experiences, basically, at Extreme Go-Kart.
Okay.
Yeah, especially with Norton, with other DBs, yeah, and I've obviously smoked those boys, but yeah.
So you've got the record for the fastest lap. Is that still to this day?
What was that on? What did Julian say?
He says when you go to parties at go-karts in Cardiff, you got the fastest record.
Track time.
The fastest lap.
I have once or twice, yes. But they get broken regularly anyway, so...
Okay. Are you playing down your abilities? Yeah, I don't know.
That can be a technique, though, that people use, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, where are you from, David?
Basically from Whitebridge.
Right. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you. We'll see how we go. We've got three contestants there. Guys, I don't know. I'm not sold yet.
You've got a couple of contenders. Well, it's Friday. You need to make a decision quickly.
I need to pick. I think I'm going to do it. So,
are you sure?
You know what?
You don't want to wait till Monday?
No. So, guys, I'm taking a different angle here. You three can take your professional drivers.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the man of the people, and I'm going to let an amateur driver join me. So, I think we'll pick Peter.
Okay.
Is he still on the lot?
Yeah, let's have a look. Peter, are you still there?
Yeah, mate.
You're joining Team Maddie. Excellent. We need to go that amateur angle. And do you know what? I'd like a few free driving lessons out of it. So, look, for me, something for you.
Not a problem. That'll be great. Oh. We'll teach them how it's done, mate.
Good stuff, Peter. Welcome to Team Maddie, representing the Newcastle region, guys.
Oh,
Hamish,
good.
You need to get picking, my friend.
I do.
Team Lake Mac over here.
I know.
All right,
yeah,
well.
Yeah. It can't be rushed, these things.
Big announcement on Monday. We'll finalise everything.
Right. How exciting. This is great, guys. I'm pumped up.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be awesome.
Well, so good. And all thanks to Go Cards Go. Thank you so much. And a massive thank you to Total Tools. Every single person that joins one of our teams will walk away with a win. Doesn't matter where we come. Top prize, $1,000 voucher to spend at Total Tools.
Well, guys, I'm doing something on the weekend which I'm very excited about. And it involves Christmas, my dogs, and my husband. And it's all
Does
happening.
Does it get better than that for you?
Oh, no.
For you, that's
not.
A dream
that's
day.
Heaven. It's heaven for me. I love my man and I love my three chi-chis. So I've actually brought in a bag of my dog's fur as well, which I'm going to tell you a little bit more about because it's got to do with the weekend.
Okay.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Jade.
Yes.
This really pains me to play this opener you've made me put together right now. We're talking Christmas tree vibes.
My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkles and lights.
That's right. This weekend, I'm getting prepared for my family photo shoot at a Wild Woman Wines Farm.
Paid for that?
No. I actually paid for this shoot.
Own money?
Yeah, with my own money. There's no sponsorships, no this for that or nothing, I swear. So,
Talked about it on the show, tax write-off.
No. So, basically, I wanted to get something personalised for my family for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
So I went and bought these gorgeous gold frames. They're adored in like diamantes. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go get a picture with myself, Ben, and the three chihuahuas, and I'm going to put them in there. So they're professional photos. And it's this incredible farm just down the road, which is actually designed for photographers that they can hire out. And you get your
photos.
They
designed a farm for photography.
Yeah. This was news to me too. I only just discovered this. So we've actually worked with this photographer before, Geordie from J. Panowitz Photography. She did our photos on the show. And basically, I follow her on Instagram and she said, I'm doing these mini Christmas photo shoots at this farm. And I thought, you know what? Sold. I know how good she is, and I'll show you a picture. So it's just like this amazing, it looks like a wooden cabin with a gorgeous lounge with like throws and pillows and Christmas trees and deer. It's really magical.
Imagine, right, a log cabin from an American Christmas movie.
Yeah.
In winter.
Yes.
That's the vibe that it is going on there.
So I'm getting my hair done today. I started prepping the three chihuahuas yesterday. I actually brought in a bag of fur.
Ew!
What is that?
Well, because I had to. So my dogs are shedding at the moment.
Oh my god, there's enough there to stuff a small cushion.
And that's only one and a bit dogs. Oh, I had to. So all Maddie tried calling me a couple times yesterday afternoon. My phone was actually inside.
Stop breaking it apart, Jay.
Sorry.
Oh my god, in her hands is literally it's like the size of a small basketball or something.
I don't know why, but fur. It looks like, you know when you buy that steel wool?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like that. Yes. The one that sort of pulls apart. It's like a huge ball of that.
Yeah, this is Myrtle's fur. I feel it. I'm passing it around. So yesterday I was at home and I got my Furminator and I started brushing the dogs, getting the coat ready for the big...
Why am I touching this?
Because it's Murdy.
I don't understand what the relevance of bringing a whole heap of your dog's fur into the show is.
Well, I just thought I'd show you guys.
You've been brushing your dogs?
Brushing my dogs, and then today we're going to, I'm going to bathe them, I'm cutting their nails, getting them all prepped for their big family photo.
I'm glad you told us all about this, Jade. And of course, this isn't like a pet photography session. They don't take pictures of pets usually.
No,
you're bringing them in.
I actually asked
them. You're the only person.
Yeah, I said to them, look, I want this... photo shoot with my dogs, is it possible? They had to make a couple of calls, but they made it happen, which is great.
Pull some strings.
Well, the thing is, it's hard to
find. Talk about it on the show.
I'll give you a plug. Guys, I paid for this.
Yeah, but you got the dogs through by plugging it.
Only because they're nice people, and I explained, I explained to them how hard it is to find a nice pet photographer, like with Santa Claus and the whole setup. Yep. They always use
funny that
dodgy looking sets for dog photos. They don't really care as much as the kids at, you know, shopping centres.
Good, Jade. Do we get one of the pictures of, like, your family photo?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have 10 edited images, so I don't know.
You can have a digital copy.
A digital copy.
I'm not paying the dollar to print it for you guys.
Yeah, even roped in my sister-in-law to come to the big event because I said to her, I'm going to need...
The big event?
Well, because I said I need someone to help handle the dogs.
A fashion shoot for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Hair and makeup people.
Place. Got Ben his outfit.
That poor photography place. That poor
Ben
farm.
New clothes for it.
Yeah, it's a family photo shoot.
What are you dressing Ben up in?
He's wearing a really nice green shirt to bring out the colour of his blue eyes. I said to him, look, we compromised. He said, as long you can pick my shirt as long as I get to wear my jeans and my chucks.
Oh, so you're not wearing your wedding dress?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. Just checking.
You can't write this stuff.
News time. I'm next here at 105.3 New FM. And we are very excited because our boss, JT, is on holidays this week. And he came out with something really weird before he left, a request.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd try and meet that request for him. We've got our very kind friend from our pet quarters here, Bo.
Blake.
So we've got our surprise for JT next. I just spilled my coffee everywhere.
It's all happening for
you
today,
anyway, Maddie. Look, we'll call him and surprise him next. And you have
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Grevo.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
105 minutes of commercial-free music is kicking off after 9 for your Feel Good Friday with Jackson.
Yes.
So,
I was a little bit distracted just then. You know how, like, your heart sinks in your body? You just think, oh, God, I've done it. The Spin Doctors.
Very good. Great song.
Princess.
Oh, Gaga.
Me.
Yeah, a bit of Gaga as well. I do love this one. And, Hunters and Collectors, which I'm not opposed to for a feel-good Friday.
Yeah, no, neither am I. Yeah. I like a bit of Brilliant. Hunters and Collectors. Hey, now, Jackson, yeah. I have a question for you.
Yep.
Has our boss JT contacted you?
Yes, he has.
Is he willing to answer his phone on holidays?
He said just this once, he will allow it.
Oh, brilliant.
Good. This is great.
So, long story short, our boss JT has gone on holidays. Mm. And before he left, he said, like, dropped just in conversation a weird request. He's like, you know, I just love a fish tank in my office. He goes, I just love the soothing sound to de-stress of a fish tank filter.
The filters.
Did you enjoy that bubble?
Again?
Good job.
Thank you.
That's actually impressive. So he left us a list of jobs. We didn't get to all those. But
you know what?
We've made this request, which wasn't...
We very rarely do nice things for the boss, you know?
Well, like he's always stitching us up.
Well, we take and never give. Mm. So we thought we'd give back to our boss, JT.
Yeah.
He's coming back on Monday. So we have Blake from Pet Quarters here today. And we're very excited because he's got us a whole fish tank aquarium set up for JT's office.
He's putting it together now. It's unbelievable. There's quite a lot of parts to it. I didn't realise, but it looks really cool.
We're going
to
chat to him next. Surprise JT and set this up on the air. Just a bit of Friday fun. A new FM.
Give back to our boss.
It's 8:43. What?
Give back to our boss.
Yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Shake your body like a salmon floating upstream. And so we've got our surprise for JT. Yes, that's right. Before JT went on holidays, he dropped a little request in conversation. He goes, oh, look, guys, I'd really like an aquarium in my office.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was a stressful week leading up to his holidays. And it's like, I just like the calming effect of the sound of a fish tank.
Yeah.
I also think he sees himself as a bit of a Bond villain who have the shark swimming around, you know, in the background.
Now, we like to take on this show. So we are giving back to JT
that
for once.
We are.
And it gets us brownie points, of course. Going into the holidays, you know, a few days extra leave always helps.
Yeah.
You know, just putting it out
we're
there.
We're doing our best. So we've called our friends at Pet Quarters and they've sent Blake in this morning with a full aquarium set up. Well, good morning, Blake.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining
us. You're welcome. Anytime.
And tell us about this setup that you've brought in for our boss, JT, today.
So I brought in a Blue Planet Classic 20 litre and we've just got a few decorations to decorate the tank with. And then for the fish, I bought some danios and a pearl scale goldfish.
What are they?
A danio.
The danio.
A danio or minnow.
Minnow.
They call them minnows back in the day.
And you've got a really big goldfish here as well.
Yes.
This tank is really big. I wasn't expecting it to be this big, to be quite honest.
I was expecting one of those little ones that kids carry grasshoppers in, you know.
Oh, with the mesh lids.
Little tiny ones.
So this is about a 20 litre?
Yeah, about 20 litres.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yep.
So, can you please tell us about our little goldfish?
Well, this goldfish is a pearl scale.
Yep.
So a pearl scale is like your fancy goldfish.
Yep.
And basically, like, most of your fancy goldfish came out of China and Japan.
Yep.
And they're all bred with different lines of fish over, you know, usually centuries. And this guy has got basically a shorter vertebrae, so all of his organs and stuff are slightly pushed into a little bit more together, which gives him that balloon look, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah,
so do they have a shorter lifespan because their organs are so squished?
It's completely comfortable for them. Like, as long as you keep your good water quality, your temperature right, you know, you give them good quality fish food, they'll be fine.
Okay, a couple of questions for our boss, JT, because it obviously is his fish tank.
Yes.
How often will this need to be cleaned?
I usually recommend, like, at least 10 to 20% water change, you know, once a week.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, which is not too bad, especially because it's only a 20 litre, you know, it's only a few litres.
I'm excited, guys, because we've wanted a station pet for a long time.
Yeah.
And really, this is the only thing that we can manage.
Yeah, realistic.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's set it up now. So you've got a big bucket of water here.
Yes.
Let's start setting it up and getting it happening.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
JT's on the phone, actually. Here he is. Good morning, JT.
Good morning. How you going, guys?
Good. It's Christmas come early for you.
Oh, how exciting. What's going on?
Well, I'm sure you've just heard. You know that comment you made before the end and you're like, I'd love the sound of an aquarium in my office. Well, we've made it happen.
Oh, guys, that's awesome.
So,
guys,
you're
awesome.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I think it's fantastic. I've got to say, I like the sound of soothing bubbles, and I think given the fact that a majority of my meetings are happening in there at the moment, I think it's good.
So, have a lot of big meetings in there, so, you know, having those bubbles just bubbling away in the background, you'll feel more calm and at ease with the world, JT.
I reckon a couple of nice fish swimming around in there as well. It's nice and calming, and it doesn't help me. It also helps whoever else is in there as well.
Well, the gravel's going in, JT, and the little decorations, and you've got not only a goldfish, but you've got some other little
Danios
as well going in there. So you're going to have to name all the fish.
Yeah, that's when I first heard the Danios, I thought they were called Daddios. And I was like, oh, how appropriate.
Oh, no, that is so cool. I was just looking at some fish tanks the other day and starting to get a bit of an idea. So, no, what an awesome surprise.
Yeah, I mean, you were basically getting clucky for a fish tank, so this is perfect timing.
Yeah, it was either a fish tank or a plant. I like the fish tank option.
You got the fish tank.
So okay. You need to change 10 to 20% of the water each week. So
how do you feel about the responsibility? You got daily feeding, and then you got about 2 litres of the H2O that needs to be swapped out on the weekly.
Hey, I'm the boss. So who's doing it?
No. This is our gift to you.
So the one it's time
you can give work to the boss is getting your office pet.
Yeah, so we get to boss you around for the first time, JT.
Well, see who stays in the good books.
Yeah. Well, he's just pouring the water in now. Let's hear. Let's get up close.
Yeah, let's get some of this. Oh, and if he doesn't that sound soothing alone?
It does.
Actually,
it
makes me need to go to the toilet, I think.
You've been at home with the kids, JT, for a week. Is it calming even now for you?
Oh, yeah, that's way more calming. Way more calming. I can't wait to come back to that now.
You're welcome. Well, it's going to be a really cool setup, and Pet Quarters have done a great job sending Blake in here to do the setup for us. So
yeah, big thank you to Pet Quarters. Thanks for being a good sport, JT. But well, you've got a tank. You've got the tank.
I did. Thanks so much, guys, and thanks to Pet Quarters too. Great job, and I can't wait to see it now.
Yeah, something to look forward to on Monday. Plus Monday, our smiling faces, of course.
Of course.
Thanks, JT.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. See ya. Bye.
See ya.
Oh, my God. There you go. He seems happy.
Yeah, yes. Big Boss JT with his executive aquarium.
Bosses do sort of get forgotten about.
They do, you know.
The executive aquarium.
That's what it is.
I love it. Well, guys, we are wrapping up the show very soon. But before that, we have $600 on the line with the Novo's Cash Cocktail. If you can identify all three of these sounds, you win the cash money. Now, we do know number one is an electric toothbrush. Mm-hmm. We need number two and three, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. And, of course, every single person that goes on air this week for the cash cocktail goes into the draw for those incredible Friday party starters, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. All of those cocktail cans are so good, guys.
I know. Yeah.
So we're going to award those to a lucky person next on the show.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
We're so excited because we've just gotten our boss, JT, a fish tank for his office, all thanks to Pet Quarters. Blake's in here. And do you know what? I'm so fascinated with what we've just found out about goldfish.
Yeah.
So that whole, like, 3-second memory thing doesn't exist. Apparently, they can recognize who you are just from your footsteps alone. They have around a 30-day memory.
Mm. That is unbelievable. We also just learned that if you get a goldfish, you can actually teach it to move a soccer ball around and play soccer in the tank.
That's incredible.
We're going to be doing that. 100%. And remember, like, if you're thinking, you know, good pet for the kids for Christmas, Pet Quarters, you know, they'll sort you out with, you know, goldfish tanks, all the setup.
And yeah. Blake's a professional. Absolute professional. Like, I just think, you know, you get water and put the little drops in and the fish in.
No.
You need to, they'll tell you how to look after them properly.
They will.
Let's give away our Friday party starter kit for the cash cocktail, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co.
The Novo's Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's New FM. Cash money bag.
That's right. We have a delicious 12-pack of pre-mixed cocktails, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. Just for getting on the show playing Cash Cocktail, you go on the running to win this at the end of the week. And this morning, our lucky winner is Sonia!
Hey, Sonia, you win. Boom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, really.
Oh, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Do you like a cocktail on the weekend?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, oh, nice one.
These are gonna love so them. Good. There's so many different flavors. French martini's my favorite. I know Maddie likes the
candy.
Shortland Sling. And what do you like, Crevo?
Spiced apple pie for me, thank you.
Tropical Mai Tai, also really good. Espressos, 12-pack party at yours tonight, Sonia. Can we come over?
No, due to COVID reasons. Sorry.
Fair enough. The party, well, more for you.
You've got to be safe. Yeah, I wouldn't want to share them either. They're that
sharing
good.
Is caring, Sonia.
No. You won them fair and square.
Oh, good there you go. That, see, it pays to play the cash cocktail back Monday. Every single person that does it gets on the air in the draw. And it's all thanks to Newcastle Distillery. You can check him out at newcastledistillery.com.au. Another great place for Christmas gifts. If you want, like, something from Newcastle to give your family and friends, this is it. Like,
great idea.
They actually had, when we went there, they had these great little minis. So, like, you know, you can get the mini perfume gift sets at Christmas. They do that with their alcohol sets.
Yeah, and they've got so many nice things. Vodka, dry gin, moonshine, single malt whiskey.
Oof.
So check them out, guys.
It's all amazing stuff.
All right. Well, the fish are in the tank. We've succeeded. Feeling good for a Friday, guys.
That's right. Brownie points in order from the boss.
Yep.
Don't you love that?
We're not the favourites. I don't know what else we need to do.
That's right. What do we need to
do? You love to suck up, don't you, Jay?
This was your idea.
I know. Hey, look, it's perfect because, you know what, we'll get him when he gets back. He'll be in such a good mood. And Pet Quarters, thanks again, hooking it all up.
Yeah, very good.
Absolute legends over there.
All right, guys, Feel Good Friday, all day at work here at New FM. Jackson, hello.
Yo, good morning. 105 commercial free coming up with my karaoke song. I'm going to admit it right now.
Really?
Yeah, this is like my go-to.
Wow. Yeah.
That's unexpected.
Who is it?
Very unexpected.
I'll dazzle you with it one day. I won't do it now, though. It's Friday. Newcastle doesn't deserve to be tortured. Shepherd and Hometown as well. You'll feel good Friday tracks sound like this as well. Charlie XCX.
Boom clap.
Love
that. So good. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. Don't forget the podcast.
Yep.
Give us 5 stars. Just search The Novos wherever you get your podcast from. We'll catch you Monday. Bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, The Novos.